Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877 DOCDALI. So I was in a little bit of a funk yesterday because I learned last night at about, I think it was 5 p.m., that Kirstie Alley had died. Kirstie Alley was only 71 years old. Although when I think of Kirstie Alley, I think of Lucas Talking, I think of Cheers, I think she was in a movie with Tom Berenger, and she did a lot of things, and I just think of her as a woman in her 40s. I don't think of her as somebody in her 70s who might be afflicted with something that could, you know, consume her. And many people have kind of felt a little uneasy about what happened with Kirstie Alley. As opposed to us hearing stars get diagnosed with a cancer and they're fighting it, like Olivia Newton-John. Olivia Newton-John, it was so tragic what happened to her. But she had cancer. She was in remission. It came back. She fought it again. We saw that with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Who played the Big Lebowski? Oh, I can't think of his name. He was also an old man. I always mix him up with, I'm sorry that I'm forgetting his name. Not the one William Hurt. I always forget. Jeff Bridges. You know, he had lymphoma, but I think he's in remission. So, you know, it's nothing new seeing people that are celebrities get cancer. But when you have somebody who I think was in Dancing with the Stars, and I think she might have been in The Masked Singer, and you just, you know, things just seem to be going along. She's tweeting. All of a sudden you find out she died of cancer, which was recently diagnosed, which makes us surmise that she was possibly shocked by her diagnosis. And when it was found, it was already stage 4. Now, in this day and age, you know, all of a sudden being told you have stage 4 cancer should be more rare than in previous days, because we have physicals, we have checkups, we have exams, we have all these screening tools. We don't know what kind of cancer it was. We have no idea. All I can say, and I know people want answers, is she did have a recent battle with Lyme disease. And she had been very open about her weight struggles a few years ago. Maybe she was on steroids to control the Lyme disease symptoms. Steroids can sometimes suppress our immune system, put us at higher risk for cancer. Also, Lyme disease, there's been some studies possibly linking it to lymphoma. I'm not saying that's what she has, but, you know, whenever we hear somebody pass, especially somebody that, you know, we kind of grew up with and, you know, was in the movies and so as iconic as her and talented as her, whenever we hear something bad happen, one part of grieving is, okay, let's analyze this, let's intellectualize this and find out what could have gone wrong so that this doesn't happen to us or a loved one. And when somebody wealthy, famous, you know, not believed to be unhealthy, all of a sudden gets cancer and dies, it freaks you out a little bit. And so, one, it's sad that she's gone, and I love watching Cheers. Whenever there's a Cheers room, I think I've seen every Cheers episode 3 times. I was such a fan of it. Shelley Long did a fantastic job, but Rebecca Howe, Kirstie Alley's Rebecca Howe, was fantastic. She was excellent. And I do think she was a fantastic actress. I thought the Look Who's Talking films were great. She was very, very talented. In fact, one of her very old modeling pictures, she looked like Lucille Ball. If you look at Lucille Ball when she was younger, and Kirstie Alley, very similar in look. Beautiful woman. So what I want to take from this, and I always feel like there's you know, a gift to everything that happens bad. There's a silver lining. Is realize that if you think you're doing enough for your health, just run it by a medical provider to see if you are doing enough. Because I really worry when we're not getting our physicals. We're just using telemedicine as our regular doctor. We're not doing our screens. We're ignoring lumps. Well, it's COVID, so we don't have, we don't have access to, you can't get into doctors. If you can't get into doctors for a few months, I guess I'm off the hook. You're not off the hook. All right? Cancer doesn't give a crap about COVID or your doctor availability. You know, I had a gentleman that called in, had a medical issue, and he needed me to order tests over the phone, and we couldn't do that. You know, I'm like, you know, do you have a regular doctor? The person should have had a regular doctor based on their age. He said, no, I've been just using the on-call phone platform. Okay, this is where we miss things. I seriously fear that we are going to have a huge spike in cancer, not only because we're not getting our proper screens or not doing our proper physicals, but I think COVID might have that oncogenic potential where, you know, you have a virus in you that's causing long COVID. Even though they say the virus is dead, I still suspect for some of us the virus is living for a long period of time. I worry that there could be some oncogenic or some cancer producing properties. So be on the lookout for cancer. You don't have to be paranoid. You don't have to lose sleep. But if you're not up to date on your mammograms, get that done. If you're not up to date on your colonoscopies, get that done. If you're concerned about prostate cancer, talk to your doctor about that. If you ever smoked, talk to your doctor about lung cancer screening and what you qualify for. And if the insurance doesn't want to pay for it and you're worried about it, then you pay for the flipping test yourself. If you have abdominal pain and you don't know where that abdominal pain is, and you think, well, maybe you're just constipated, for the love of God, get it checked out. I can't tell you how many times we find out that somebody has a lymphoma or something that's camping out in their abdomen and growing that everybody just kind of chalks up as being, you know, constipation or irritable bowel. If you have chronic heartburn, for the love of God, don't be just always popping antacids. Get checked out for esophageal cancer or gastric cancer. If you have moles on your back and you don't have somebody in your family who could do mole patrol, get your butt to a dermatologist who could look and evaluate and make sure that there isn't something that's abnormal. You know, we can't fight death. It's there. But what we can do is prevent things from just taking us by surprise and consuming us. I don't know what happened to Kirstie Alley. Bless her soul. I hope she didn't suffer. But for those of you that aren't up to date on your medical things, this is a wake-up call. Get yourself checked out. 1-877-DOCTORALLY.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Alright guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Ryan says, I don't want to see a doctor. You guys suck. That's it. Will you call in? I really want to hear you guys call in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. It's very easy to send a note saying you guys suck. Doctors suck. Some of us doctors do suck. But you're not lying. Call in, please. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Quickly, before I get to medical news, let's just talk about that. All right. You know, for those of you who think doctors suck, all right, I'm assuming that you were wronged by one. That they diagnosed you, misdiagnosed you so horribly that you had a condition and the doctor was so blatantly wrong. I mean, if you're going to say a doctor sucked, I mean, if you're going to say literally that a doctor sucked, I am assuming that you had some obvious medical condition and that doctor completely blew you off, completely ignored it, denied ordering a test. You have a rip-roaring mass in your breast. The whole neighborhood could see it. And your doctor says it's not breast cancer. Just put some Neosporin on it. I will give you that that doctor sucks. I'll give that to you. If you walk in to a doctor's office and that doctor says, I'm sorry, I don't have time for you. I have to go play golf. See ya. That doctor would suck. But if you're saying that doctors suck because you go to them for diabetes, they put you on medications, they put you on a diet, you don't like the diet's not working, you can't stick to it because you don't really want to eat the vegetables and the whole grains and the lean fish, and your sugars are kind of going up, and you're starting to have some other complications, is that the doctor sucks? Are you saying the doctor sucks because you have an Obamacare healthcare plan and you go to the physician and you see that physician and they order your tests and they write your medications, etc., and then your insurance company says that you still have a certain amount of your deductible, so they aren't going to pay until you pay, and you get a bill from your doctor. Is that why the doctor sucks? You know, before you guys have that attitude, and I get it. I really, really get that a lot of people dislike their doctor and dislike doctors. You know, the whole idea of Marcus Welby or Scrubs or where the doctor's cool and they'll hang out with you and hold your hand and hug you. I mean, I did that with a lot of my patients. Couldn't do it with everybody. And if I did that with everybody, I'd only see two patients a day. But the concept of having a doctor that will sit there and be your best buddy, and you could call them at all hours in the middle of the night, are done. So, you know, what is it that sucks about your doctor? And if you do have a doctor that sucks, don't go to them. If you're having a doctor that's misdiagnosing you, if you have a doctor that no matter how much you are pleading to get your colon cancer screened, they are refusing, then I would say that qualifies for the definition of that doctor sucking. But you getting a bill because your insurance has a high deductible, your doctor doesn't suck, Obamacare does. You're mad that some of your prescriptions are expensive and you have a condition that requires multiple prescriptions to manage diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. Is that the doctor sucking? Now, you could say, but I didn't need the medicine. I never had diabetes. I never had high blood pressure. I never had high cholesterol. All right, well, if you are completely healthy and you have a doctor that is fathoming and falsely saying you have a condition and giving you tons of medications, yeah, I would say that doctor sucks. But I really find that hard to believe that that's what's happening. Is it that your doctor sucks because you can't get in with one? They're slammed with patients. And you need to see a doctor and you can't get in for 4 weeks. I mean, I would see patients. I opened up on the weekends to see patients. I mean, I never had that long a wait. Not because I was unpopular, but because I really streamlined. And anybody that had to get in, I got in. I made sure I had plenty of room. I slowed down the number of new patients so I could be there. But I had that flexibility running my own shop. You can't afford to run your own shop with Obamacare. So I closed shop in 2016 and went to teach and did full-time media. That was, is it because I suck? No. So, I get it. And again, I am here as a sounding board for any of you that are frustrated. And I get it. Some of you have had doctors that were real jerks. I get that. I know. I've had doctors who were jerks. I've had doctors that assaulted me, did not need to do a breast exam, did not need to touch my vagina, and asked the nurse to leave. I had some real wingdingers. Every profession has, right, its share of idiots and all that. And if you do have a doctor that sucks, run it by me. And I'll tell you, is it because they suck or is it because there's something else? And again, I'm not here to defend anybody, but I am here for the truth. Because if you think a doctor is doing something that is not to your liking, but it actually is something that has to be done, then, this is why. So, for example, a while back when there were stories of doctors and assault, there some of you reached out saying, look, my doctor is always putting his stethoscope on my breast. Well, your heart is, behind your breast. And so I know some medical schools are teaching students to tell the patient to lift up their breast and move it and all that. I mean, how I did it, how I was learned is you just use your stethoscope and use your stethoscope to move the breast as much as you can to listen to the heart sound. So you don't have to go through the awkwardness of having somebody touch themselves to move the breast over or whatever. But if we have to listen to the heart, we got to get to the heart, booby or no booby. So some people thought that was, oh my gosh, he's asking me to move my breast. He's using the stethoscope to move the breast over. He's got to listen to the heart. That's not, sometimes they'll put the stethoscope over the breast to try and listen to the heart. Now, the problem with mine and doing that is you got so much sound reverb and echo. And, when you get my age and they're dense, but, they start to go through a lot of changes, you're trying to listen to a ba-boom, ba-boom, and my breast is like, boom, 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 boom. You're like, okay, where the hell? Where the hell was the S1, S2 heart sound? What's going on down there? So just run it by me, and it's okay. It's okay if you're mad at your doctor, that's fine. There's a lot of people mad at their doctors. My husband had a family member years ago who went in for surgery, and the anesthesiologist intubated the wrong tube. So her lungs didn't get oxygen, her esophagus did. So the family member died on the table because she didn't get the oxygen. And so it was horrific, it was horrible. Nowadays they have meters, carbon dioxide meters to help pick that up. They have monitors. There's so many checks and balances, and I don't know how this guy could have. The intubation to me was always easy. When the person's lying down, you lift up the jaw, you find the trachea, you just put it in there, you test it, you can see if you're getting an exhale breath with carbon dioxide. It's pretty slam dunk. But there's some people that screw that up. I mean, that doctor sucked, hands down. So I'm not saying not all doctors suck, but just, for you guys using that as an excuse to not get yourself checked out, please, I don't want to scare anybody, but, we're all going to get some sort of medical issue. What I don't want is somebody saying, you have this problem for a while and you didn't tell anybody or you didn't get it checked out. And I'm not saying be a hypochondriac. Don't every single mole freak out. But if you go for your yearly skin cancer screens, or every 6 months, then your doctor could be like, what, I'm watching this, this is changing, I'm on top of it. It's all upkeep. We take better cares of our cars than we do ourselves. We take better cares of our pets than we do ourselves. And I'm fine with that because I love pets. But come on, if you're taking your pet in for a visit, you need to. If you're, changing your oil and realigning your tires, which, by the way, you should be doing. Yep, you should be checking your body. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Silver has has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the United States Treasury Department issued a license to Chevron to drill for oil in Venezuela, Venezuelan dissidents are crying foul as the President Maduro regime continues to engage in what are internationally recognized crimes against humanity. Former White House economic advisor, Republican Stephen Moore, he was on Fox News and points out the obvious.
The United States has more oil, gas, and coal than virtually any other country in the world. The cleanest coal, the cleanest oil and gas in the world. So if you're worried about the environment, why would you want to get oil and gas from Venezuela, which has some of the dirtiest energy, and not from the United States? So we have to become the energy powerhouse that we were.
Kirstie Alley, the star of Cheers and Drop Dead Gorgeous, died Monday. She was 71. Alley's children, True and Lily, announced the actress died from cancer. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So police might be making a little headway in the Ohio college student murder bloodbath that happened November 12th, the quadruple homicide. They said police in Moscow, Idaho, has issued a new statement on the killings, and they are seeking more information on the movement of two victims. So what they're doing is they're looking at some of the earlier movements of two of the victims that were killed. And they denied telling the family of victim Kaylee Goncalves that her injuries were more brutal than the other victims. Now, in their latest statement on the November 13th murders, the Moscow Police Department said on Monday that it is probing the movements of the victims Ethan Chapin and Zana Kernodle, who visited Ethan's fraternity house hours before the murders. And I know, I got to tell you, this is so eerie. What happened? You see these kids, you see the video footage, they look like they're having fun, they go to bed, and they get murdered in their beds. And it kind of blows my mind that it's still taking forever to determine what the hell happened. Police believe that Ethan and Zana went to Sigma Chi, the Sigma Chi house, on the University of Idaho campus at about 9 p.m. on November 12th. Were there until about 1:45, and then they returned to Zana's off-campus home, which is just a brief walk away. Now, Idaho State Police Communications Director Aaron Snell told Good Morning America, "That actually seems to be one of the larger areas that we don't have a lot of information in. So being able to locate what they did that night, to maybe who they contacted, maybe any routes they took home, that would be important to the investigation." Now, Ethan and Zana, 20-year-olds, were dating. They were stabbed to death along with Zana's roommates, Kaylee Goncalves, or Goncalves, and Madison Mogan. Both of them are 21 years old. They all shared this home, and apparently this happened while they were sleeping. Some of the suspects had defense wounds, meaning they were awake during the attack happened, or they woke up to the attack and tried to protect themselves. They said earlier appeals to the... They said police right now still, no suspects and no murder weapon. And it's been almost a month. Earlier appeals to the public had focused on Kaylee and Madison's activities because you saw pictures of them at a sports bar and a food truck. Well, now they're like, well, what about the other couple? Did something happen with the other couple where they ran into somebody and that incited a desire to follow them back home? So tensions are growing between investigators and the families of the victims. Kaylee's father, Stephen, previously told News Nation's Brian Enton that police had told him her injuries were worse than the other victims, but he didn't go into detail. Moscow police now contradicted that remark in their news statement, saying with the active criminal investigation, law enforcement has not released additional facts to the family or public. So that's one of those things where it's like, you know, did somebody talk to the father and say, man, you know, it looks like she really got hurt bad. And then, you know, Moscow police is like, look, we need to officially, you know, if he doesn't know what happened to the other individuals, he can't necessarily say that. So, of course, families freaked out. I would, too. In fact, we're hearing the students are freaked out. So the statement added that there have been statements and speculation about this case, victim injuries, cause of death, evidence collection and processing, and investigative techniques. However, we firmly believe speculation and unvetted information is a disservice to the victims or families, our community, and they want people to refrain, you know, from, taking these statements as gold. The Moscow Police Department is committed to providing information wherever possible and not at the expense of compromising the investigation and prosecution. And I get this has got to be difficult because on one end, people are like, okay, why is it taking so long? They found Tom Brady's jersey that was stolen, and it was found in another country within 48 hours, and here we are still dinking around, it seems like, on this murder investigation. The problem is if they say, hey, guys, this is what we found so far, this is what we know, if the suspect is still out there at large, which we expect it to be, then they get a lot of heads up. So police can't do that. Yeah, and police also said they looked into the theory that Kaylee had a stalker. They continue to search for answers. They said in mid-October, two males appeared to follow Kaylee inside the local Moscow business and then followed her out to her car but made no contact. After speaking with the two males, police determined it to be an isolated incident and said there was no evidence to suggest they were involved in the murders. So the update on Monday revealed that there were two males seen inside the unknown business before they parted ways, with one male following Goncalves inside the business, and then he followed her outside as she walked towards the car. The male turned away from her, and it did not appear he made any contact with her. Police contacted both the males and learned that the two were attempting to meet women at the business, and which was corroborated. So they were just trying to pick up on some girls. They don't think they were suspects. The dog was found at the scene. Oh, there was no evidence found on the dog that was found at the scene. I'm not sure if the dog was hurt. During the search of the home, a dog was found in a room where the crimes had not been committed. Officers did not find evidence on the dog, and there was no indication the animal had entered the crime scene. Don't they now have a way to figure out what dogs are thinking? Don't they have an AI where they could take a dog's sounds and convert it to words? Gosh, the dog's a witness. The dog was taken to animal services and released to a responsible person. So, you know, Kaylee and Madison were sleeping on the third floor. Zana and Ethan were on the second floor. Cops said the killer entered the house through a sliding glass door on the second floor, which was level with the backyard. Two other roommates were in the house unharmed and unaware the attack occurred. They were on the first floor. So detectives have now gotten 2,600 tips, 2,700 phone tips, 1,000 digital media submissions. I know one of you had a question, why did it take 9 hours for 911 to be called? If this happened in the middle of the night, and these girls, I'm no detective, but if this is a Sunday morning and they're sleeping in, they get up, they might go to the kitchen, go back downstairs, go on their computer, and not necessarily go to their roommates' rooms, the hours could pass. I had a friend of mine who committed suicide in his apartment. His roommate didn't know something happened for 3 days because he smelled something coming from his room. He didn't know if his roommate was home or not, you know, because people come and go. And I've had roommates where I don't know what they do. They just come and go. As long as they pay the rent, I don't care. And you know, meanwhile, he had killed himself and was in his room for 3 days. So we'll see what happens. But what we do know is, you know, these students are nervous. A University of Idaho student told Daily Mail that her father gave her a gun so she could take back to school and use for protection after Thanksgiving break. Another said they put the bikes or chairs against the front door at night to help them sleep a little easier. There's a lot of things. I remember as a student, there were murders and rapes in the neighborhood I was living because I couldn't afford, you know, a higher rent place. And so I would put chairs by the door. I would put tacks. I would have bells to let me know if somebody came in. I would have a bat near my bed, because at the time I didn't carry and I didn't go through that whole concealed carry. I don't think I could have afforded a gun, even if I wanted to. I had my racquetball racket, and then for every window, I would put a stick in the window so the window couldn't slide open. And I get you could still break through the windows, but, you know, I was upstairs, and I was like, you know what, I think that'll suffice. But, man, it was... Yeah, it is. I understand the fear they're going through. It's scary. So my guess is there's a lot of evidence they're sifting through. I know it's 3 weeks, but for a quadruple homicide, I don't think it's that unheard of that it's going to take time for them to sift through all the evidence. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Hey, 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-D Ocdali. Okay, so for this next one, we got a couple questions. After yesterday's segment on memory loss, some of you guys had called in or written in saying you have memory loss. I hit it on the head. You're noticing your memory has suffered since COVID. So it sounds like a lot of you guys have some questions. So I want to quickly review what could be happening. So a lot of us have experienced that our memory just isn't there. And I've had friends kind of reach out to me going, I don't have early Alzheimer's, do I? I don't have early dementia. And I'm like, dude, that's the least of your problems. You got a lot of other issues going on. No, but I'm worried about my memory. Everybody's all worried about the memory. I am. I have doubted myself. In fact, you know, I was gonna sit down with my husband and say, look, okay, this is what I need you to do. You know, with the radio show and with, you know, my media and with my, you know, if anything happens to my memory and I forget, you know, how to kind of close things up and tighten up, you know, and finish the chapters of some of my books, this is what I want you to do. And I think a lot of us over the past couple of years have lost a big chunk of our memory or our memory or cognitive function. I'm not saying this to defend President Biden and some of the babbling he's been doing, but I think a lot of us are feeling some memory issues. So for those of you that are like, huh, okay, I don't want to tell anybody because they're going to put me in a home, you're not alone. Please get it checked out. So with our memory, some of the things I've discussed is one is I think COVID did a big number on us. I mean, for me, my memory completely changed after COVID. I could remember things so sharply. Since COVID, no. Yeah, and that's the COVID virus. There's also the whole COVID aura and landscape of, you know, watching Netflix and things like that. But if you got the COVID virus and you still have brain fog or you feel like your memory is off, I don't want to say it's normal. That's not healthy. I still think it needs to get addressed, but it's common. So a lot of people have had memory loss. And I think this COVID virus, I don't know how the hell it mutated to a form that would be a coronavirus that doesn't just go in and out of your body and leave you alone, but to sit and screw with you for months to years. Not sure what the hell happened in that lab, but that's the virus we got exposed to. And I do believe it messes with our brain. And we knew it messed with our brain day one when it started to affect our smell and taste. So if you are having memory issues, COVID is a biggie. Number two is, it's your cell phone. Your cell phone, you have got to go back to old school. Any of your best friends or family members, I want you to put to memory their phone number. You should be doing that anyway for safety, especially if you lose your phone. But I have some really, really good friends, and I don't know their phone numbers. I really don't, because I don't have to. All I have to do is push a button, and I could call them up. Okay? When you aren't doing what you had to do in the 80s and 90s to, you know, oh, I got to remember where this person lives. I got to remember that I got to turn on this street and then turn left here and make a U-turn. Google Maps does it for you. All I have to do is hear the voice say, turn left here, and then the accent. And I'm like, well, what about memorizing? I had to go to a friend's house a while back, and I asked for the address. Because I forgot. Once you're at a person's house, you should pretty much know how to get there. I forgot. I roughly knew. And I'm like, give it to me. It's just easier to use Google Maps. Stop that if you can. Test yourself. And I don't want you getting lost in the middle of the night. But if there's something you don't necessarily have to rely on your phone for, don't do it. Same thing with math. I had to do a calculation the other day. What did I do? I asked Siri to do it. Why? Why didn't I just do it in my head? So our use of our phones is messing with our mind. So if you want to fix your memory, use less of your phone. Our lack of exercise is big. Okay, you got to exercise more than you are. And I know some of you are like, oh, my leg hurts, my tissue hurts, my back hurts. Exercise helps. Take that dog out. You don't have to necessarily do heavy, heavy gym workouts. You know, I was doing a lot of weights, and all of a sudden my shoulder was acting up, and I had pretty bad shoulder pain, and I'm like, I don't have time for rotator cuff surgery. So I mixed it up a little bit. I did more resistance training, and you know, or then switched to abs or cardio. But you got to exercise every day. Exercise will definitely help your mind. Another issue, which I spoke about yesterday, and one of you agreed on, is we're reading less and we're watching more TV. And so I said this yesterday, how when you read a book, you have a picture of the character and you force your mind to have an image of everything. Like I read Ready Player One. The image I had of the characters and all that was pretty good, pretty tight. And then I see the movie, and it wasn't really the same. Movie was okay, but if all you're doing is watching movies, and then you're not using your mind to creatively make something, all you're doing is watching a movie. The movie's telling you how they look, telling you what they're saying, telling you how they act, telling you if it's funny. But when you read, and there's a statement, you have to use your mind to go, oh, maybe that's funny, or oh, that's interesting, or tie the two together. What does a movie do when they do foreshadowing? They quickly pan back to the previous scene that showed the foreshadow. Go back to a book. The book forces you to do it. So if you want to work on your memory, read some flipping books. Okay? Also learn a language. I think learning a language really, really helps. A lot of your medications are messing with your memory. We spoke about antihistamines, like your Benadryl. That can screw with your memory. If you're taking Tylenol PM to sleep, Benadryl to sleep, your first-generation antihistamines can do that. Your anticholinergics for urination and for other issues. Some of your antidepressants could be messing with your memory. Ambien could mess with your memory. Anecdotally, I don't have any studies in front of me on that, but a lot of patients who have taken Ambien have noticed memory issues. So those are things you need to stop, need to reverse. Sleep apnea. If you have sleep apnea, there is no way you are going to cement the memories of that day because you're losing oxygen to the brain. Your brain is bigger fish to fry. Get yourself evaluated for sleep apnea because if you are not getting enough oxygen, that's also going to promote dementia. Hearing. A lot of you guys have hearing issues. I do. I need hearing aids. And I put it off and I put it off because I'm in a studio, so I don't notice my hearing issue. I notice my hearing issue if I'm in a room full of people. You know, if I go to a Christmas party or New Year's Eve party, I'm not going to understand anything anybody says because it's too loud. But if I'm one-on-one with somebody, I can hear. So I've been compensating for years. The problem is if you have hearing loss, it can accelerate dementia. Why? Because you're not interacting. You're blowing it off. You have got to get your hearing. Now that hearing aids are over-the-counter, they're a little cheaper, get that checked out. For age will affect our memory. That will happen. You can't do much about your age, no, but you can do a lot with your diet and trying to reverse some of the age effects. So if your breakfast today was Cocoa Krispies or maybe a bagel and a very sugary latte, that's not going to do good for your brain. But if you had some spinach, if you had an egg white, if you had some, I don't know, legumes, if you had some fruit that were very, very rich in antioxidants, that probably would help your memory. Sugar screws with your memory. Cut the sugar. You've got to cut the sugar. Another thing you have to do is watch your stimulants. Many of you are taking stimulants or caffeine to wake yourself up, and that doesn't necessarily help with your memory when you come down off those stimulants. Genetics is a biggie, too. So, you know, we are victims to COVID. We are victims to age. We are victims to a world where a lot of our food is ultra-processed, but that's going to mess with your memory. And, you know, I don't mind aging. You know, I am prepared, you know, to one day be a grandma, God willing, and, you know, to have the wrinkles and all that, but I want to have my memory and all my faculties. So I hope this helped. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.